Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei He, two lines on the top of Daf Pei He Amud Aleph, and in our Mishnah on Daf Pei Da'al Amud Beis, the Mishnah stated, Elohim Anachnokin, and the first one on the list was Hamaka of Vimai, and we already saw that Makala of Vimai is Chayiv Skila. And our Gemara now begins, Boyimin and Rav Sheshes, they asked the following question from Rav Sheshes, Ben Mao Shias the Shliach La'aviv La'kis Lokaloi, Han Bezin appoint someone's child to be the Shliach Bezin to give Malkis to his father or to place him in Chirim, and as we know, when placing someone on Chirim, then we have to give a klala. On Malay, Rav Sheshes responded, that certainly it's also for a person to hit or curse his friend, and even so, certainly if someone is chayiv malchus or someone is chayiv to be placed in nidoy, then a shliach bezin can give malchus and can put that person into Chirim. And as Rashi brings down, and v'ksiv and b'negeya seita, the pasuk tells us yita Hashem o'isach la'ala, that you'll actually give a klala to the seita. And Rav Sheshes explains el kfayit shemayim adif hachinami kfayit shemayim adif, that it must be that the reason why a person could become the shliach bezin to give makis or to curse his friend is because kfayit shemayim is adif, and that takes precedence over the issa to hit your friend or to curse your friend. And therefore, the same would hold true that a child could be the shliach bezin in order to give his father makis or to place him in Chirim. And I am unfortunate that is that Bishlema, another person, can become the Shliach Bezin and hit someone else or curse another Jew, as it wouldn't be Efshal Yidei Chirim. However, how could we allow a child to go and give Makis to his father or to put him in Chirim if it's Efshal Yidei Chirim? However, the Gemara now continues, Meisvei, that we ask a question our Rav Sheshes from the following Braisa, as after the Pasuk tells us that there's a Chiv to give Makis and it states Abom Yakenu, however, the Torah gives an Azara to the Shliach Bezin that he can't give more makis, then Bezdin decided that this person should receive, and the pasuk states Lo Yosef, and we will read the Braisa, and then the Gemara will try to explain the Braisa, as the Braisa states Ma Misha Mitzuvah LaKoisai Mitzuvah Shloi LaKoisai Misha Ina Mitzuvah LaKoisai Ina Din Shem Mitzuvah Shloi LaKoisai, and the Gemara now states My Lav Ede VeEde BeMekoy Mitzvah Haba Bnoi Haba Acher. The Lachira, both cases of the Braisa are talking about a scenario where a person is Chayim Malkus, and the first part of the Braisa is discussing the Shliach Bezdin that has a chiyuv to go and give makis to another person, and the second part of the Kal V'chomer is discussing the child of a person that is chayiv makis. And although the Torah specifies an einish for makah of v'imoy, and as the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim states makah of v'imoy moisumas, however in ancient elam came azirin, and we don't find azara in the Torah for makah of v'imoy, and this Kal V'chomer will be the makar for the azara for makah of v'imoy. And the Braisa teaches us as follows: the Madach, where does a Shliach Bezin, where's a mitzvah to actually give makis to someone that's chayiv makis, as the pasuk tells us, Abom Yakenu, and even so, the Torah states, Lo Yosef, that you can't hit a person more than you're required to, and therefore we have a Kal V'chomer Legabi someone's son, that since we know that a son cannot give his father makis, even when he's chayiv makis, certainly a child is not allowed to hit his father at a time when he's not chayiv makis, and Lemaisu, we see from the Braisa that a child cannot give his father makis, and not like Rav Sheshes stated, and Ayin Taisis, that even though we generally have a klal, Ayim Azim and Adin, but Hanimilu Lal Kaisai, that is only stated b'negei giving a person makis, but since the Oinish for Makah of V'imai is Chenek, therefore, although we would have a din of Ayin Oinshim and Adin, but we do not use the klal of Ayim Azim and Adin when it comes to someone that's Chayim Misa, which is Mefurish in the Torah. The Gemara continues that Rav Sheshes will respond, Loi, Idi V'idi, Leishna B'noi, V'leishna Acher, that as it pertains to this Braisa, there is no between someone's child or someone else, and as Rav Sheshes stated, that in all cases they're allowed to give makis to their father or to another Yisrael, and the loy kasha, and it's not shver as to how to understand the Braisa and how to understand the difference between the Reish and the Sefer the Braisa, as kan b'makay mitzvah and kan shloy b'makay mitzvah, that the Reish is talking about b'makay mitzvah and the Sefer is talking about shloy b'makay mitzvah, the hachik tani, and this is the way to understand the Braisa, u'ma b'makay mitzvah shemitzuv la'akosai, that Madoch in a place where there's a mitzvah to hit someone, as during a time where you have to give him makas, mitzvah shloi la'kaisai, the Torah still tells us that he not will give him more makas than he really deserves, or that Bezdin decide that he's healthy enough to receive, and therefore the Braisa brings a Kal V'chomer, shloi b'makay mitzvah, where there's a person that's not chay makas, she'ein mitzvah la'kaisai, ein adin, she mitzvah shloi la'kaisai, then certainly there's an issa for anyone to hit their friend, shloi b'makay mitzvah, but Rav Sheshes would tell you that ein echinami, if it's been Mekoy Mitzvah, and it's during the time when this person is Chayim Malkus, then his son could even be a Shliach Bezin to give his own father Malkus. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on the Shita of Sheshes from a Braisa, as Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, Hayyotze Liharig, if Reuven is Chayim Mises Bezin, and Bezin is taking him out to be killed, and Bob Benoy Vyako Vikulai Chayiv, so if his son comes and hits his father or curses his father, then his son will be Chayim Misa. However, Bo Acha Vyako Vikulai Pata, but if another person that's not his son comes and hits him or curses him, then even though generally a person is not allowed to hit or curse another Yisrael, and generally he would be Chayim Malkus, but at this point of the Gemara, the Habimim of Gemara is that this person will be Pata for Malkus, Vavinim Ba, and the Gemara was bothered, Maishna Benoy Maishna Achar, what is the chiluk between a son that hits or curses his father while he's about to be killed, or if a third party goes and hits or curses Reuven? V'om Rav Chista, Rav Chista explained, B'misarim B'ilotzes V'ini Yotzei, that the Brice is talking about a case where Reuven is fighting with Beis Din and doesn't want to go out to be killed, and the Brice teaches us that since a child doesn't have a right to be a Shliach Beis Din, so therefore if the child goes and hits or curses his father, so the child will be Chayim Misa. However, someone else that has a right to be a Shliach Beis Din, so if they hit Reuven or they curse Reuven in order to get them to go out and be killed, then they will be Potter. And Lefi Zeh, it's Shven Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes stated that a child has a right to be a Shliach Beis Din. However, the Gemara insists that in a Chinami, Rav Sheshes hold that a child can be a Shliach Beis Din, and certainly if it would be a case where the father was being misariv to Beis Din, and Reuven's child is a Shliach Beis Din, and he hits or curses his father, then Reuven's son will not be Chayim Misa. And Rav Sheshes Mukila B'she'im Misarim B'ilotzes, and Rav Sheshes will explain that this Brice is talking about a case where Reuven wasn't going against Beis Din, and he wasn't fighting with Beis Din, and he wasn't being misarev to Beis Din. And the Gemara now asks, Ihachi Achrinami, that if it's true that he wasn't being misarev to Beis Din, so if another person goes and hits him, or another person curses him, then why should that person be Potter? And the Gemara answers, Acher, when Shimon hits Reuven, and Shimon is not the child of Reuven, so Lamaisa, Shimon will not be Chayiv, because Gavra Katilahu, as Reuven was already a Gavra Katilah, as he's about to be killed by Beis Din, and when someone hits or curses his friend, then he will be Chayiv based on the value of that person. However, in this case, since Reuven is about to be killed, so certainly he has no value and he can't be Nimka Beshuk as an Eved, and therefore Shimon that hit or cursed Reuven will be Potter. However, where a son hits his father that's about to be killed by Beis Din, so Lemaisa, even though it may be true that he hit or cursed a Gavra Katela, but ultimately he's still alive, and if the son caused the Chabura or he cursed his father, then he'd still be Chayiv Misa. And keep in mind that the Gemara will discuss that even though it may be true that since Reuven is a Gavra Katela, therefore Shimon would certainly be Potter Mitashlumin. However, Lemaisa, Shimon was still Ivan Issa, as it's also for a person to hit his friend or to curse his friend, and L'chari, Shimon should still be Chayiv Malkus, and the Gemara will discuss this in a moment. However, the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that Shimon will be Potter when he hits Reuven, as Reuven is a Bakatela, and therefore he has no value? But for Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes himself paskins by Shayoshin V'meis Chayiv, that if Shimon embarrasses Reuven while he's sleeping, and prior to him waking up, Reuven dies in his sleep, then although Reuven never felt embarrassed, however, L'maisa, his children had embarrassment, and therefore Shimon will still be Chayiv to pay Reuven's children for their embarrassment. And if so, in our case, even though it's true that Reuven is a Bakatela, but Shimon should still have to pay Reuven's children for their embarrassment. And the Gemara answers, Hachem Mayeskina Bishiko HaKosh She'im Bashar Buta, that this Brice is discussing a case where Shimon hit Reuven, and it was HaKosh She'im Bashar Buta, and Reuven's children also did not have Busha of more than a Shar Buta, and therefore Shimon did not have to pay Reuven's children. However, if the son of Reuven hit Reuven while he was being Yotze L'Hareg, so as long as he created a Chabura, even if it's HaKosh She'im Bashar Buta, Reuven's child will be Chayim Misa. And I am unfortunate to discuss, so why did the Brice have to give us a scenario where Reuven was about to be killed by Beis Din, and why didn't the Brice just discuss a scenario where if someone hits someone and the Hakka is in Bashar Puta, then he's Pata, but if a son hits someone and the Hakka is in Bashar Puta, but he made a Chabura, then he'd be Chayim Misa? However, the Gemara is still bothered that how could the Brice state that when Shimon hits Reuven, there'll be Pata, but Amrab Amir Rabbechran, he called Hakka Shayim Bashar Puta, like that if someone hits their friend, even though the Hakka is in Bashar Puta, but the Maisa, if they make a Chabura, then they'll be Ivan the Issa of Le Yosef Pan Yosef, and they'll be Chayim Malkus. And how could the Gemara stay Potter? And the Gemara responds that in a Chanami, my Potter the Kama, Potter in Mammon, then when the Brice stated Potter, it just means that Shimon will be Potter from paying Reuven or his children any money, but certainly Shimon will be Chayim Malkus. And however, the Gemara points out, Michlal, the Benoy Chayim Mamon, that if so, when the Brisa stated that if Reuven's son hits him while he's Yetzel Harig, that he'll be Chayiv, then it must mean that the son will be Chayiv Mamon, and certainly that can't be Pshat, as Lemaisa, we were talking about a scenario where it's Hakasha in Bashar Puta. Therefore, in order to understand this Brisa, that when the Brisa states that if Reuven's son hits him when he's being Yetzel Harig, that is Chayiv, El Bidinai must be teaching us that the son will be Chayiv Misa, and Hachanami Bidinai, and therefore, when the Brisa tells us that if an Acher hits Reuven while he's Yetzel Harig, that he'll be Potter, it must be teaching us that he's Potter in Gansin, and not only is Potter in Teshlumen, but he's also Potter in Malkus, and therefore we're back to our original question that why would there be a Chiluk, and why would the Brisa teach us that where a son hits his father, that's Yetzel Harig, then the son will be Chai Misa, whereas if an Acher hits a friend while he's Yetzel Harig, they'll be Potter from Malkus, and therefore we have to go back to the explanation of Rav Chisda that the Brisa is talking about a scenario of Bimsar by Lotzeis for any Yetzel, and the Brisa is teaching us that a son cannot be a Shliach Bezdin, however an Acher can be a Shliach Bezdin, and therefore if Shimon hits Reuven while he's being Yetzel Harig, and he's being Misarim by Lotzeis, and Shimon does so as a Shliach Bezdin, then Shimon will be Potter, however since the son cannot be a Shliach Bezdin, so if the son goes and hits his father, or curses his father, then even though his father was Misarim by Lotzeis, the Maisa, the Brisa is teaching us that the son will be Chai Misa, and therefore from this Brisa we have a Raya against Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes stated that a son can be a Shliach Bezdin in order to hit his father. However, the Gemara continues that in Chanami we could explain the Brisa as Rav Sheshes stated that we're not talking about a case where they were Misar by Lotzeis, and even though we could be Mechalik between a case where the son hits his father and he's Chai Misa, and a case where a third party hits Reuven and that third party will be Potter from Malkus, and as the Gemara explains, Alaacha Hainu Taimo de Potter, that the reason why the Brisa teaches us that if Shimon hits Reuven and he's not being Misar by Lotzeis, they'd still be Potter from Malkus, as the Amakra of Inasi Ba'amchal Yisar, that the Issa to curse a member of Klai Yisrael is only Ba'amcha, and as we learn, Ba'isi Ma'isa Amcha, but since this person is Yetzel Harig and he's Chai Mises Bezdin, therefore he's not included in Amcha, and if Shimon curses Reuven, who is on death row, and who's Yetzel Harig, then he will be Potter from Malkus. However, if a son hits his father, then ultimately, even though he's Yetzel Harig and he's Chai Mises Bezdin, but it's still his father, and certainly he'd still be Chai Misa. However, the Gemara continues, Hotenech Killa Hakomi Nolan, that although Rav Sheshes just gave a good explanation as to the chiluk between Acher and Benoi, Benegeya Killa, however, that only applies Benegeya Killa, as the Pasuk states, V'nasi Ba'amcha Leisar, and we learned that, Ba'isa Maisa Amcha, but the Maisa with someone is Yetzel Harig, why would there be any chiluk, and why would it be that if their son hits them, then the son would be Chai Misa, while if an Acher hits them, then that person would be Potiphar Malkus, and the Gemara explains, the Makshin HaKala Klala, as Rashi first explains, Klema Gamrina B'Mamitzinu, that we learn it based on Mamitzinu, and since B'negeya Klala, the Pasuk states, V'nasi Ba'amcha Leisar, and we learn out, Ba'isa Maisa Amcha, when the Torah tells us that one is not allowed to hit his friend, so it's also only in a case where he's Ba'isa Maisa Amcha, but otherwise you will not be Chai Malkus, and Rashi continues, V'ikad Amri Akesha, and some say it is based on a Hekesh, D'chsiv Ma'ke Aviv U'mekal Aviv Gabi Adadi Be'ilam Eshpatim, El Shemikra Echor Mafsir Bein Tayim, that the Maisa, the two Psukim that speak about Ma'ke Aviv U'mekal Aviv, right next to each other in Pashid Mishpatim, in Perichof Aleph, Psukim Tesvav and Yud Zayin, and there's only one Pasuk that comes between them that states, V'goyinim Ishim Mechari V'nimsi B'yadim Moisumas, but the Maisa will make a Hekesh between Ma'ke Aviv and Mekal Aviv. Therefore, in all cases, we compare the two, and just like in a case where someone curses his friend, then it's only relevant Ba'isim Maisa Amcha, so the Issa that applies where someone hits their friend only applies Ba'isim Maisa Amcha. However, the Gemara now continues in Is, Ihachi B'noi Nami, now although certainly there's a major chilut between Ma'ke Aviv and Mekal Aviv, or someone that hits their friend, or is Mekal their friend, as in one case you Chai Misa, and the other you will not be Chai Misa. However, certainly the only way that we have an Azara from Mekal Aviv is only from the same Pasuk that stated B'negeya Mekal Chaveri, as the Pasuk states, V'nasi Ba'am Chaleisar, and since the Azara for Mekal Aviv is from the same Pasuk of V'nasi Ba'am Chaleisar, so we should also learn that it only applies Ba'isim Maisa Amcha, and since this person's father is Chai Misa's Bezdin, is Yetzel Harig, so when his son hits him, he should also be Potter, and not only should be Potter by Mekal Aviv, but he should also be Potter by Ma'ke Aviv, as will Makish Ma'ke Aviv lo Mekal Aviv. However, the Gemara continues and responds, Ked Amar Pinchas, the Inechinami Pshadna Braisa, is like what Pinchas explained in Mesech Chagiga in the Mishnah Daf Chafav Aleph, B'negeya Ganev, and he explained that we're talking about a specific scenario where already did tshuva. Hachinami, and this brisa where we're talking about a father that's yotzei liharig, we're also talking about b'sha'asa tshuva, where the father already did tshuva, and therefore he's already part of amcha, and therefore the son will be chayiv if he hits his father or he curses his father. However, the Gemara asks, ihachi achinami, that if the brisa is talking about a case where Reuven, who is yotzei liharig, already did tshuva, and therefore he's considered part of amcha, so l'chira, in the case with Shimon, who is not Reuven's son, curses or hits Reuven, then l'chira, Shimon should be chayiv, as l'maisa at this point, Reuven is part of amcha, and therefore, Amar Amari, that when the pasuk teaches us v'nasi ba'amcha leisar, then we learn out not only that he has to be isa ma'isa amcha, but also b'mekuyim sheba amcha, he has to be someone that's ready to live amongst your nation. As Rashi at the bottom of it states, haroi l'skayim v'loi zesh nigmadinai, and therefore Reuven is not included in this isar, and if Shimon curses Reuven, or if Shimon hits Reuven, then Shimon will be patar. However, the Gemara is, hihachi b'noi nami, then l'chari, when the son of Reuven hits Reuven, then he should also be patar, as l'maisa Reuven is not roi l'skayim, and therefore his son should be patar, even though he hit him or he cursed him. And we continue on that pehei on beis, and the Gemara answers, be the havel la'achamisa, that certainly there's a difference between b'noi and achar, because as the Gemara will teach us later on, that if someone cursed their father after the father dies, then they're still going to be chayimisa. And therefore, while it's true that based on the pasuk of Adasi by Am Chalesar, then at this point, Reuven is not Roy Liskayim, but the Maisa, his son, is Chayim for cursing his father, even where he's not Roy Liskayim, and even where he's dead. And Ayin in Tap Rashi and Apeyin Rebeis, Vim Taima Vatran, Makla Achamisa Pata. If we just stated that if someone cursed their father after the father dies, then the Chayim, and we know there's a hekesh between Maka Aviv and Mikal Aviv, so L'chayim, how could it be that if someone hits their father, they will be Pata? And L'maisa the Mishnah teaches us that if someone hits their father after Misa, they're going to be Pata. And Rashi explains, Hayinu time of the Pata, Maka la'achamisa, Mishun to be in a Chabur, la'achamisa lech Chabur, lech a Nafesh, that certainly a person that hits his father after Misa should be Chayiv. However, it's not Shayach to actually create a Chabur, and therefore he's Pata, as it's actually impossible to be Ivan that Issa. However, V'yitzili Harig, Ik Chabur, the Chayihu, El the Sefer Lamas, that although it's true that when a person's father is V'yitzili Harig and is Chayiv Mises Bezdin, that certainly he's not Roy Liskayim, but ultimately he's still alive, and ultimately if you hit him and you create a chabura, the son will be chayiv misa. And from this braisa, we can't bring a raya against the shita of Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara therefore continues, my havela, that what do we come out, legabi the shaila that we had, if a son could be a shliach bezin in order to give his father makis, or to place his father into chirim and curse his father. And the Gemara comes out, not like Rav Sheshes, as the Gemara states, Amrav Bar Funa v'chin tonet ve'er bishmal, lakol ina ben nasa shliach la'aviv la'kaisa ul'kalloi, that a son has no right to be a shliach bezin in order to curse, or his father, chutz m'meses, aside from the case of meses, where he could be involved in killing his father. Jarei amutera, as in Pashas Re'e, in the Pasha of Meses, the Torah states, le'sachmo v'le'sachasalov, and this certainly applies even to a son, that a son can't have rachmanis on his father, and he can be involved in giving misa to his father. And l'maisa, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, in the Pasha of Meses, the Torah states, ki yisischa achicha beni mecha, oy bidcha oy bidcha, oy ishes chaykecha, oy re'echa asher k'nafshecha, and the Sefri Yedashins, the words asher k'nafshecha, ze'avicha, this refers to someone's father. And we continue with the new Mishnah, hamaka avimoy ina chayiv at shiyas ben chabura, that if someone hits their father and mother, they won't be chayiv misa until they make a chabura. And the Mishnah states, zechayim b'mekal b'maka, that this is a chumra in the case of mekal avimoy, that we don't have by maka avimoy, sh'amekal achamisa chayiv, as if someone is mekal the father and mother after they die, then they're still chayiv misa. However, makal achamisa pata, if someone hits their father and mother after they die, then they'll be pata. As we saw previously, that really they should be chayiv. However, it's actually impossible to do this isser, as it's impossible to make a chabura on a corpse and on a dead body. And before we begin with our Gemara, let us read the psukim in Pashas Mishpatim as well as in Pashas Kedoshim, as the psukim in Pashas Mishpatim teach us makal avimoy moisumas, and the pasuk also tells us makal avimoy moisumas. Then in Pashas Kedoshim, the Torah tells us ki ish ish asher kalas aves imoy moisumas avimoy kilel damabai, and since the Torah states moisumas and also states damabai, so we learn out that is chayiv skila, whereas makal avimoy the Torah states moisumas and stam misa harmu b'tayr is chenek. Our Gemara begins and brings a brisa as Tana Rabbanon, as the pasuk already states ki ish ish asher kalas aves imoy, so why does the Torah repeat the words of imoy kilel? And therefore from these extra words we learn out that it's teaching us that one will be chayiv for cursing their father or mother la Chamisa even after they die, as Shiyachal Hoyle V'chai B'maka V'chai B'makalo, as one may have thought, that since the Torah teaches us, Maka of V'imoy Moisumas, and the Torah is also B'mchai of someone that cursed their parent, Ma Maka in Chayiv El Mechayim, and just like if someone hits their parent, it's only Shaykh to be Chayiv while they're alive, as once they're dead, it's impossible to make a Chabura, Afa Makala in Chayiv El Mechayim, and therefore we compare the two to each other, and if someone cursed their parent, they would not be Chayiv unless they're alive, but once they're dead, they would be Pata, and V'oyed Kavachimer, and there's also a Kavachimer, Uma Maka Sha'asa Beishalay Ba'amcha Kab'amcha, and just like Benegei Maka of Vimbai, the Torah doesn't use the Lashim Ba'amcha at all, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if your father is a Rasha or not a Rasha, you'll still be Chayiv. And even though we previously learned that there's a Hekesh between Mekala Aviv and Maka Aviv, however, as Rashi points out, that this Tana of this Braisa doesn't learn this Hekesh, and they don't learn that we compare Maka Aviv and Mekala Aviv, and even so, L'chayiv l'achamisa, they not Chayiv if you hit your father or mother after they already died, so Mekala Shalei Asa Bei Shalei Ba'amcha Kab'amcha, so certainly since B'negiyah Mekala Avimai, the Torah is Mekal, and the Torah states that if someone's father or mother is not Oysa Maisa Amcha, then one would be pata for cursing them. So ain't it then shloi chayiv by lachamisa? Then certainly the Torah would not be chayiv one for cursing their father and mother after they already died. Tam leima of imekila lachamisa, and therefore we need this limud to teach us that one would be chayiv for cursing their father and mother even after their parent died. And ayin darachane that although in the kavachema Rashi points out that the tana of Braisa does not hold like the previous Braisa and does not hold that we have a hekesh between maka aviv and mekala aviv, and even so at the beginning of the Braisa, this Tana himself used this Hekesh, and he explains that at the beginning of the Braisa, the Tana was just stating that on the side that there is a Hekesh, then we still have the Shaila, that Ma Maka in a Chayiv El Mechayim, Afa Makala in a Chayiv El Mechayim, and then he continues with the Kavu Chayma on the side that we do not have a Hekesh. And the Gemara continued that this Drasha of Avi Mekila that teaches us that one is Chayiv for cursing a father and mother even after they dies, that works out the Rabbi Yenison, the Miais Lekra Avi Mekila, Lefi Rabbi Yenison, that he doesn't learn anything out of the words of the Mekilel El Rabbi Yeshua Maiklamema, but as we will see in a moment in the Braisa, the Rabbi Yeshua actually learned something out of the words of the Mekilel, and what will his Mekar be that a person would Schayev for being Mekal their father or mother, La'achemisa? And the Gemara continues and explains the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk Kudosh stated Ish, as a Kudosh stated Ki Ish Asher Yikalos of Vizimai, and Matam Aleima Ish Ish, L'Rabbis Bas, Tumtum V'Andregnis, and the Torah states Ish Ish, in order to teach us that we should include a daughter or a tumtum or an andragnus, that even if they curse their father or mother, they will be chayiv misa. And this iser is not only on an ish and not only on a son. The Braisa continues to dash in the pasuk as the pasuk continues asher yikalos aves imoy, and the Gemara states ein li ala aviv imoy, that one would have hamina that the only time one would be chayiv for cursing their parent is only if they curse both their father and the mother at the same time. Aviv shlei imoy imoy shlei aviv minayin, and how would we know that if someone curses only their father or only their mother that they'd still be chayiv misa? And the Torah repeats these words in order to place the word imoy next to the lashon klala. While at the beginning of the pasuk, when it stated asher yikalos aves imoy, the Torah placed the word klilel next to the word aviv, and the Torah is teaching us aviv kilei imol kilel divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that doesn't make a difference if you curse your father or if you curse your mother. Then in either case, you'll be chayiv misa. And these are the words of Rabbi Yeshua, and we see that Rabbi Yeshua already learned something out of the words of imoy kilel. And how would he know that one would be chayiv misa for cursing their parent after they already died? And the Gemara continues and brings the sheet of Rabbi Yenison. The Rabbi Yenison Omer that there's no requirement to bring the pasuk of Avi Mekilel in order to teach us that one is chayiv for cursing either their father or their mother, as mashma shneim keechad umashma echad echad b'fnei atmai atchi parak l'cha kasev yachdav, that once the Torah tells us ish ish ashi kalas aves imai, then we know that it doesn't make a difference if a person curses his father and his mother, or if he curses only his father, or he curses only his mother, then in all cases he would be chayiv misa. As in Pashki Seitze, the Torah specifies leitzachrish b'shor v'chamor yachtov, and clearly the Torah had to add in the word yachtov in order to tell us that this iser teaches us they can't plow with a shor and chamor while they're together. But if the Torah doesn't mention the word yachtov, then certainly it means one or the other, and it doesn't mean they have to curse both. And the Gemara continues minole that we as Rabbi Yeshua noticed then that if someone curses their parent after the parent died, that is still going to be chayiv misa. Nafgalei meum kal avi imay maisumas, as since the Torah added in an extra pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim and it taught us mekal avi imay maisumas, so we're able to learn that if someone curses their father and mother la'achamisa, then they would still be chay misa. And the Gemara continues ve'idach. And what does Rabbi Yenison do with this pasuk of mekala avi'imai ma'isumas? And why do we need this extra pasuk? And the Gemara responds ahumi ba'ile l'rabbi's bas tumtum v'adreganis, that according to Rabbi Yenison, he learns from this pasuk that if a daughter or a tumtum or an adreganis cursed a parent, that they will also be chay misa. However, the Gemara is v'tepikle me'ishish delamaisa, we already saw that we learned this drasha from the extra word ish that it states at the beginning of the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim, and the Gemara responds that Rabbi Yenison holds dibur Torah klash bnei adam, and we can't learn anything from the extra word ish. And keep in mind that Rashi pointed out that the manda amar of this brisa doesn't hold that we make a hekesh between makah aviv and mekal aviv, and if so, the Gemara asks that we saw in our Mishnah that the Mishnah stated zechayim b'bim mekal b'makah shah mekal la'achamisa chayiv v'makal la'achamisa patar, and our Gemara asks for listening zechayim b'bim makah b'makal shah makah asa b'shalay b'amcha k'b'amcha mash enkim b'makal, that is a chumra by makah over b'makal, as if someone hits their father and the father is not isa ma'isa amcha, then they would still be chayim misa. However, if someone cursed their father who is not isa ma'isa amcha, then you would be patur misa. However, the Gemara answers kasava makshin hakala klola, that the town of our Mishnah holds like the brisa that we had on Amud Aleph, that we are makish hakala klola, and even b'negei hakar there is also a miut that the only time that one would be chayim for hitting their father or mother is only if they're isa ma'isa amcha, but if they're not isa ma'isa amcha, then they would be patur as well. And we now see that there's a machlekes between the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of the Braisa that we saw in that Peheim and Aleph, that both hold that Makshin HaKlal Klala, and the Tana of the Braisa that we just had in our Gemara is not Makish HaKlal Klala. The Gemara is, Leim Hani Tanoi, Kani Tanoi, should we say that these Tanoim are chilk in the same machlekes as the following Tanoim, where there's machlekes bin a gay Kutim? And as we know, there's machlekes if Kutim are considered Geri MS, or if they were always Geri Arayas, and therefore they were not part of Klai Yisrael. And the Tani Chodom, we learned in one brisa, Kuti Yatam Mitzuvah Al HaKasai, Yatam Mitzuvah Al Kolasai, that whereas if you hit a Kuti, you'll be Chayiv for hitting him, and you'll be Chayiv Malkus, as Lemaisa, we consider them Giri MS, and although they're not Oysa Maisa Amcha, but the Issa of HaKa even applies when you hit someone when they're not Oysa Maisa Amcha. However, if you curse a Kuti, then you'll not be Chayiv, as although we consider him Giri MS, Lemaisa, the Pasuk states, V'nosi Ba'amcha Leisar, and it's only be Oysa Maisa Amcha, and since the Kutim were not Isa Maisa Amcha, therefore you would not be Chayiv if you curse a Kuti. And Vitanya Idach, and we learned another Braisa, Yatam Mitzuvah, Loyal Kolosiv, Loyal Kasai, that you're not Chayiv if you hit or you curse a Kuti. And as the Gemara will state in a moment, it seems clear that both of these Tanayim agree that the Kutim are Giri MS, and the only Machlekes is if we're going to be Makish Hakala Klala, or if we aren't Makish Hakala Klala, which is the same Machlekes that we saw between the Tan of our Mishnah and the Tan of the Braisa. And the Gemara states, Avru, the Kuli Alma Kutim Giri Emesain, and my lav, Baha Kamifli, and therefore it must be that the Machlekes is as follows, the Masav Makshina Kol Klola, as the second Brisa holds that we are Makish HaKol Klola, and is always a requirement for Oysa Maisa Amcha, Masav, that Loi Makshina HaKol Klola. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, the Kuli Alma Loi Makshina HaKol Klola, that really both of these Manda Amrim do not agree with our Mishnah, and both do not make a hekesh between the Dinim of Akka and the Dinam of Mekalel, the Hacha B'Hacha Mifli, Masava Kutim Giri Emesain, U Masava Kutim Giri Arayasain. And as we previously explained, the Tana, the first Braisa, certainly holds that Kutim are Giri Emes, and that's why if someone hits a Kuti, then they'll be Chayiv Malkus. However, since the Torah states, V'nasi Ba'am Chaleisar, and therefore the only time that the Issa Mekal Chavir applies is only B'Issa Ma'isa Amcha, so since the Kutim were not Issa Ma'isa Amcha, so the Tana, the first Braisa, holds that although Kutim are Giri MS, but even so, if you curse a Kuti, you will not be Chayiv. However, the Tana of the second Braisa holds that it doesn't make a difference if you hit a Kuti or if you curse a Kuti. In either case, will be Potter, as Kutim are considered Geri Arayis and they're not considered Jewish at all. However, the Gemara continues and asks that it's impossible to say that the Tana of the second Braisa holds that Kutim are Geri Arayis, as Lemaisa, the end of the Braisa, states that the Dinim of a Shor of a Kuti is the same as the Dinim of a Shor of Yisrael. And we know that if a Shor of Yisrael, Shtois is a Shor Shel Yisrael, then if it's a Tam, then he's Chayiv Chatzin Nezek, and if his Shor was a Mu'ed, then he'd be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, and if a Shor of Yisrael is Mazik a Shor of a Goy, then the Yisrael will be Potter Lagabri, and if his Shor of a Goy is Mazik the Shor Shel Yisrael, then a Goy will always be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, and there's no din that a Tam will pay Chatzin Nezek. And as our Gemara continues in Yis, Yehachi Hainu Diktani Allah, Vishori Ki Yisrael, that how could it be that we would say that the Shor of Akuti has all the dinim of Yishor of Yisrael if you previously stated that the Tana des Braisa holds that Kutim are Gerei Arayis and are really like Oyim, and therefore clearly even the Tana the second Braisa holds that Kutim are Gerei Emes, and if so, what is the machlekes between the first Braisa and the second Braisa? So the Gemara states, El Shma Mina, Bakesha Plagi Shma Mina, so it must be that the Tanoim of these Braises are being chilek in the same machlekes that we had between the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of our Braisa, if we're actually Makish Hakala Klola, as we previously stated, and Ayin and Taisi deal with Maschel of Sherry Kisrael, the Lav Lagamri Kisrael, that a Kuti doesn't have a din mamish like Yisrael, the Shosh Yisrael, Shinogach, the Shosh Akuti Potter, that even though that a Shor of Yisrael, that Shtois is a Shor of Yisrael, will be Chayiv, however, a Shor of Yisrael, that Shtois is a Shor Shalkuti, will be Potter, and as the Gemara taught us in Mestechus Baba Kama, the Kansinul Hu, Umil, the Gabi Hochi, Havi Kisrael, the Shor Shalkuti, Shinogach, the Shosh Yisrael, Tamish Shalom Chatzin Nezek, Umur Nezek Shalim, the Shosh Lavichom, Shinogach, the Shosh Yisrael, Bin Tam Ben Muid, Mishalim Nezek Shalim, as we previously explained, and we will stop over here.